Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. We're still trying to track down 99, and hopefully we'll find him before the end of the show. He got a lot going on, man. He's defensive coordinator over at St. Thomas Aquinas. Got a baby.
Did you ever make good on the whole situation with him?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Like, that's. I mean, it sounded like you screwed him pretty good. Like, did you ever make up with him?
I didn't screw him the second time.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
I screwed him the first time.
All right. You certainly laughed at his expense.
I did laugh. It was just because he's last second. He shows up.
This be payback?
And so I told you guys, the second time I had nothing to do with it. He texted me and said, hey, I'm on my way. Don't leave without me. The problem was we were connected to the two. Right. Yeah, we were connected to two team buses for police officers on motorcycles in front of us. And when the signal is given and that lead bus goes and those lights go off, they're going. And we happen to be the third bus. So I said, hey, man, I didn't realize it. I go, hey, you can't leave. I just got a message. So Nat goes, well, you got to text him. I text him. I said, where are
Hurry.
You?
Hurry. Yeah.
And little kids were getting his autographs, and he didn't have a chance to come
didn't
around.
Didn't Dolphin Mike text that in, that he saw him in the autographs, right?
I think people saw him, but so it was the second time. Now, the first time I screwed up, 100%, not afraid to say. I got in. I thought we had a whole group together for the first preseason game on the road. And the guy goes, hey, we're a few minutes early, but you want to take off? It's just us. We can go. And I go, yeah, let's go. I think we got everybody.
You're missing 99.
Forgot he wasn't. Yeah. He's just coming down. So he texts me and then calls me, goes, hey, where the hell's the bus? And I go, it's on the freeway. He said, I came down on time. I go, I know, we left 10 minutes early. Why? I told the guy to go. I mean, you can't be more honest than that.
I mean,
you
were honest. It was just, you know.
I said, I screwed up, man. I actually totally forgot you were with it. He was doing TV.
That's right.
And I said,
that's right, preseason.
I thought you went over with Goldie and Bo, and I screwed up. I said, that's on me, man. I said, but, you know, send the Uber bill to the Dolphins when you're
right.
Right over.
There it is. Yeah.
So then it happened again in this last game.
But you were easy to blame for the second one also.
Yeah.
Even whether it was your fault or not.
Well, he didn't believe me until Nat and those guys said, listen, man, Joe had nothing to do with that. We were part of the gang there.
You're lucky Nat was there to help you and have your back.
Yeah. But listen, I got to tell you, man, he's been fantastic on the radio just like he was when he was playing. And just the coaching stuff and everything else has just been really good because he sees stuff where I just look at him and I point a finger like, damn, dude, that's a good get. So all that coaching stuff and being a great player has really, really helped him. I guess we have him. We got 99 is right on time. He joins us right now. Jason Taylor, good morning, man.
Good morning, Joe. No, I'm not on time. You said 8 o'clock, and I figured just because this is your show and I can screw you and your ratings up
and
your break. I know you go to a break at like 8:15. You know what? Screw
he
your
knows
form.
The right. business.
You should have called at 8:12.
I'm coming on when I want to come on, and damn it, when you try to cut me off at 8:15, I'm going to talk to 8:27 and screw everything up.
And you know what? The boss won't say anything to you, so it's great. We're gonna do that. By the way, just for the record, because these guys love to stir it up like Channing and everybody else, you know it wasn't my fault the second time when you said hold the bus, right? Just for the record.
Yeah, I got to hear it from Jason.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. It wasn't your fault because of the police escort and the team bus leaves and the team bus leaves. And if I was still sacking quarterbacks, that bus would have waited because I was doing radio.
That's a good point.
They're gonna leave your ass. But I'll give you that. It wasn't your fault. But the delight that you had in me being left and having to walk across the Meadowlands parking lot, that's what hurt me.
I didn't know they were gonna put you so far out. So hard. Talk about walking across the Jets parking lot. Yeah.
Yeah. They should have done something for you there, JT. That's a little bit too much. And I have a question. Do you honestly believe that Joe couldn't have maybe, like, said something and maybe had that bus stop for another minute?
No,
like,
that's cheap.
You don't think that he would have done?
Cheap shot.
He could have done something?
He knows how
if he really wanted to hold the bus up.
That's what I'm saying.
He could have held the bus up. If it was Marino, that bus would have held the bus up.
Oh, no, no, there's no question.
Laid down in front of it.
Listen, that's a good point. I might have taken one,
right in front,
taken one
right.
from my old roommate. You're right. Yeah. And I might have. But you know what? The other thing, his limping ass comes walking up there. They would have waited. I could hear the coach going, Marino's coming. He ain't played in 30 years. Why are we worried about Marino? He goes, no, just wait for Danny. He's working with the owner. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you're right about that. We might as well take a shot at him. Hey, man, let's get into the 3 J's and the improvement of this team. Have you been surprised that all of a sudden, Jason, the lights kind of gone off here for Javon Holland and Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle all playing a really high level?
After what we saw the first, I guess, 8 weeks of the season, there were some tough watches. There were some tough games to get through and not playing particularly well and really on both sides of the ball. But I really think the whole catalyst for the turnaround of this football team is, outside of calling things differently offensively and defensively, I really think it's the young guy, Javon Holland, who's kind of really been the energy and the spark to get the defense going. You know, I feel like Coach Boyer has and Coach Flo have finally started trusting – Javon Holland can be that guy. They made some rotations in the back end of that defense, between Brandon Jones and Javon Holland and Eric Rowe. But letting the young guy go out and blitz through the A-gap, splits off the edges, play a lot of zero coverage. He's the middle of the field safety at times when they're playing cover one. I mean, they've asked him to do a lot. And just seeing his development over the last 2 months, I think has spearheaded the entire turnaround of what the Dolphins are doing defensively. Now, with that being said, I still think, the Dolphins' defense is what has to butter their bread and be their calling card for this football team. And we saw it last year when they were creating turnovers, when they were creating havoc defensively. Then offensively, you're getting a shorter field, you're getting more rest offensively. You're getting much better football product. And I think that's kind of been the turnaround. Is number one, Javon Holland, and then you look at Jalen Phillips. And I know people were on him hard at the beginning of the year, as they were on everybody else, but. I think he's finally starting to see the light, get more comfortable. They're asking him to do, I think, less things now. You look at the film of earlier games in the season and how much he was dropping back into coverage and having to move around from the right to the left, and he's dropping and he's pressuring here a little bit, but then got the flat. He's playing man-to-man out in the curl flat area. It's just like I think asking him to do things that he wasn't particularly comfortable with doing and really isn't his genius. And now in the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, you see his hands in the dirt, whether he's at a 3 technique or out in the 5 technique, and he's going forward. He's chasing quarterbacks. He's doing what he did at the University of Miami that made him a first-round pick, and it's really changed how this team looks overall. But, the defense, I think, again, is spearheading this turnaround.
Let me ask, is he using his hand? Because I know you've watched Jalen Phillips, obviously. He's a number one player. He's a pass rusher. Is he using his hands better? What have you noticed? He even looks stronger. He does look faster. What have you seen when you watch him individually?
Yeah, he's using his hands better, for sure. His number one thing is, I think, he looks more comfortable. If you can't look at what a player did in September and what he's doing now in November of the same season and say, oh, he got faster and he got stronger, because you really don't. Throughout the course of an NFL season, Joe, you lose weight, you start to lose some strength. You might lose a little pop in your legs because it's a long season and you're getting beat up. So physically, you're not getting that much better, as far as you know, weight, your measurables, your weight room's measurables. But mentally, getting a lot more comfortable. You're understanding how to set rushes up. You're understanding what to anticipate on passing situations. And the Dolphins are a big platoon substitution group anyway. So, you know, Jalen will be out on first down, or maybe in on first down, go out second down, and come back in on third and long. And I think giving him those chunks of responsibilities and packages, and understanding what he's going to face, what the calls are going to be within those packages, I think it makes a young player more comfortable. You know, they're more confident in what they have to do, because if you're out there thinking about where you need to go, you know, on a zero blitz, one thing about when you play zero coverage, you cannot be wrong up front. You must be in your gap. You must do your job. Anybody makes a mistake, you're leaving your DBs out there with no middle of the field safety help. You know, and it's if you don't get to the quarterback, yeah, the receiver's going to bump his head on the goalpost. I mean, it's simple as that. So when you get those guys up front more comfortable, they're not thinking, and they're just attacking and playing faster, you start to see those results. So that's what I see with Jalen right now. He's just playing. He seems like he's playing with his hair's on fire, which is what you need on third down. I mean, the other day, you know, he's inside and runs a twist game with the end while he's lined up at a three technique, and you know he's hitting the B gap. The defensive end's wrapping around into the A gap, and they're bringing pressure off the edge. And he was in a three technique over a guard, and he was sudden. He was quick. He exploded out of his stance. He's got a very, very long frame, so he shot his arms and really long arm to guard, forced the quarterback back up inside. And then a couple of plays later, you see him playing defensive end, and he lined up on the right defensive end and just completely ran over the left tackle for the Carolina Panthers. I mean, it was a straight speed to bull rush, and that's just confidence. That's just knowing that I got this guy on the ropes right now. I've been hitting his ass with body blows all game. Now I'm about to go for the knockout. He just ran him over for a sack. I mean, it's just – you see the confidence, you see the swag, and you see he's playing like he's supposed to be playing, right, and he's just gotten more comfortable.
Well, Jason, outside of the second half versus the Bills, defense has been really just playing at a very high level the last couple of weeks. What have you seen that's changed the most in this defense in the last couple of weeks? Is the guys moving around? Like, what have you seen from a defensive, your eyeballs and the eyeball test the last couple of weeks of why this defense has gotten that much better?
I think because they've gotten more aggressive. You know, they've gotten back to what they were doing last year, bringing pressure, trusting their secondary. They got a really good secondary, especially out on the outside. When you have two corners that you can trust to play man-to-man coverage and kind of leave them on an island sometimes, you can do more defensively. And for whatever reason, they kind of got away from it early in the year, and that may have been some of the changes up front, you know, with Raekwon Davis being out early in the season and having a new safety in there with Javon Holland, trying to figure out where Eric Rowe and Brandon Jones were going to fit in. Still trying to find maybe that third corner or that nickel guy, whether it was going to be Nick Needham or what they were going to get out of Noah Igbinoghene. Still trying to find those pieces. So for whatever reason, it was called and played differently early in the year. And then you see them against Baltimore. They come back out with their amoeba defense, and they start putting 11 guys in the line of scrimmage. And they're bringing pressure from all over the place. And Lamar Jackson had no idea where to go with the football. I remember Joe and I were sitting up in the box, obviously calling the game. And it seemed like every break, every time we went to a break, we would just look at each other like, this is unbelievable. Like, Lamar has no idea what's going on. And the Dolphins would run similar looking pressures. And that's the great thing about what they were doing. They were, everything looked the same. But then when the ball was snapped, it was a completely different picture.
Yeah.
And when you do it to a quarterback that you're already in his head, and he has no idea where to go with the ball, I mean, it was amazing. And then you see it this past week, and everyone was talking about, you know, we're going to see Carolina's going to be a big test, and Cam Newton this. I don't believe that because I don't think Cam Newton's a very good quarterback anymore throwing the football. But you saw what they did to Cam. I mean, at one point he had as many completions to us as he did to his own receivers for a while. And he just could not throw the ball anymore, didn't know where to go with the football, and the Dolphins have gotten back to being the aggressor. When you're the hammer and not the nail, it's a lot easier to dictate the tempo of the game.
Yeah. Let me ask you, has Tua played better than you thought he would coming back from this injury and now getting more comfortable in this offense after having his 16th start in his career?
Yeah, I think he's playing great. I really do. And then, you know, you look at what he's done over the course of the last month, and you know, across the league, he's in the top five for quarterbacks in a bunch of different categories, whether it be completions or passer rating or yards per attempt. And that was one of the big things was the yards per attempt. He's in the top I think the top two or three in the league in the last month for pushing the ball on the field. And we see it every week, Joe. He is very, very accurate. When he has time, he is very accurate with the football. And the one thing we didn't see this past week, which kind of, reared its ugly head in the previous two, is that one errant throw, that one bad mistake, that one throw that you just shake your head and, right. Makes you think, like, what in the heck was that? He didn't do that. He was very, very efficient. He's completing over 80% of his passes in the month of November. That's winning football. You don't turn the football over. Your completion percentage is over 80%. Your passer rating's high. You're using your run game. The Dolphins have tried to run the football in the last few weeks and at least had the resemblance of a run game. Not huge numbers, but being able to do it at the right times and has made the quarterback more efficient. Now, I also think his offensive line has gotten better in some ways. He's getting a bit more comfortable in the pocket. Still, there's still times where he gets that internal clock, I think, pushes him from the pocket or rushes him a little bit more than what the play is really dictating. But that's because of the pressure he's had to sustain. He sustained over the last couple months playing behind this offensive line. But now the team is getting better. They're in their third offensive coordinators in the last 3 years. An offensive line has played musical chairs since July, and they're finally the music stopped playing and people were staying in their seats a little longer. Quarterback that got hurt in the second game of the season. So there were eight balls. They were behind the eight ball for a while offensively, and defensively, I think, we're just trying to find an identity. They've done that now, I think. Unfortunately, it's November, and there's already seven losses on this football team. We'll have to see how it unfolds from this point on.
Jalen, we were talking about this earlier this week with Phillips. Almost had sack number four, but kind of jumped over the guy. How many almost sacks did Jason Taylor have in his Hall of Fame career, brother?
Man.
Like, would you end with 139 and a half? Would you be up to 150, 160 if we counted the almost ones or more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, more than that, yeah. I mean, there's so many that you miss. You get your hands on. Those guys are athletic. They're strong. They're good football players, too. It may not look like it. Sometimes when they're throwing the ball or you get them under pressure, they're making the quarterback look bad. But they're hard to get down. And that one that Jalen missed, I mean, I promise you, if he's at all like me, which I think he is, the three he got were great. When he was driving home from Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday afternoon, the one that was bothering him, the one he missed.
Yeah, that guy bending down. Oh, yeah, man. That's just got to just eat on you, man. No question. Hey, yep. Hey, Jason, real quickly, I got to talk. A lot of people don't know, and I've been the amount of time you put in as defensive coordinator for St. Thomas Aquinas running that defense. I was shocked. I've told everybody, people ask, and I go, no, man. This isn't just work on technique and, hey, guys, I'm on my way home. I want to be home early for dinner. The amount of time you're putting in on this thing with this group of players has been really fun to watch and what you're doing. You really enjoy this coaching.
I do. I love it. And, listen, we have a really good coaching staff over there at St. Thomas, and, we all put a lot of work in, and the guys are there every day early, and, we've got a lot of coaches that are able to stay late and move their schedules around to do extra stuff with the kids if we need it or have meetings or staff meetings or whatever it is that we're doing. So, I'm sitting here in my wife's office working on football. That's why I was late calling you, because I was working on some football stuff for the day and practice right. scripts. I did a little break here in the afternoon and then go over to work, and we'll be over there on the grass and the meetings and the weight room. We'll be over there for 5 or 6 hours. It's the way we do it. It's why the culture and the standard is different in St. Thomas. It's the way we do business over there. And you can't do it if it's forced. I love it. I'm obsessed by it. I'm addicted to it. And having the chance to be around the kids and impact the kids and, not just my sons, but these other kids that have kind of become your sons. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, I know you and I.
You see it every Sunday. We get up in the box, and I'm grading film every Sunday.
You're watching tapes. You're watching tapes. Incredible.
Yep.
Hey, so I got to ask you. I know you and I have talked a lot about college football, and you have a son that's got to decide where he's going to go, who's a very good tight end. I'm just curious. Are you blown away with some of the money Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly, and these guys are getting? I don't know if you saw the incentives and the jet time for the family. I'm not so sure these college football jobs and for 9 and 10 year deals are not better than these NFL jobs. Would you agree, Jason?
Yeah. Yeah, and trust me, I saw what Lincoln Riley got and the incentives and the jet and the houses and this and that. I saw it. I told my wife to pack her bags. We're going somewhere.
Right. Oh, don't worry. They'll buy your house for $500,000 more. Right. They'll give you $1 million more than what your house is worth. Don't worry.
You already told
the wife. They can give me $5,000 more right now for the money they're going to be paying in the future. I told her to get ready to move to Sheboygan or somewhere. Someone's going to take us. We're going to work our way up, but we're going.
You do see yourself, though, in college football here soon, Jason?
No, honestly, I don't know. We'll see what comes up and what opportunities are out there. But it's I do have two sons that are one right now is at the University of Arizona, and the Mason's going to be deciding and signing here in whatever it is 2 weeks. Where he's going to go. So I don't want to miss those times. I got a daughter that's still here playing volleyball as well. So I'll look at every opportunity, see what's out there, but. One thing's never going to change is that's the family's first, and you cannot replace the time with your kids and in your kids' lives. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
Maybe I make them go to school with me.
JT,
I go to school
you
with
house
them.
In Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Don't worry for everybody if that's the case.
Is that where it is? I had no idea.
I don't know. You said Sheboygan, so I'm throwing it out.
Well,
there,
let's talk about two guys that you're very close to and you know really well, and they're two of the best coaches in college football, and they're playing each other. So as Jason Taylor is sitting there on a Saturday and watching Georgia and Alabama, CBS at 4 o'clock. You talk to Kirby, you talk to Coach Saban. Who do you root for in that game? Like, if you could be honest with us right now and take an honest pill, where do you go in that one considering you're close to both guys?
I don't understand why you do this stuff. I that's the
you
sick
want
part
a tie.
Of,
you want
part
a tie.
Of leaving somebody at the hotel. It's a sick part of putting somebody in a position like this to make them answer a question.
Right.
Like it's just
pick your
real
favorite
quiet.
Kid, JT.
It got real quiet. Yeah.
Who's
your favorite kid?
Which son do you like? Your older one or your younger one? Huh?
Lock the phone in Hollywood. Don't let him hang up until he answers. Who's your favorite kid, JT? Right.
In my case, I go by which kids like me. I think I'm 1 for 4 about right now, which really sucks. I got to get that percentage up. Oh. Hey, Jason, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on this morning. Great having you. Good luck, by the way. Thank
you. You guys have a great one. Hey, Joe, I'll leave you with this. Roll Tide.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He loves a guy.
I know he does.
He loves helicopter, man. That's his guy. All right, Jason, thank you,
thanks,
buddy. JT. Appreciate it, man.
Jason Taylor joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood.
Well, he screwed up the format like he promised.
He actually called the time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He did it.
He did just what we thought. We got to take a quick break. We'll get caught up. We'll be right back.
All right, Joe, we have the Dolphins and the Giants coming up this week. An injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Joe, I think the big injury might be on the other side of the ball, or the other team at this point. Daniel Jones doesn't look like he's going to be playing this Sunday coming up. Mike Glennon going to get the start for the New York football Giants. We'll learn more on a couple of the wide receivers for the Dolphins on IR today, probably when the official report comes out and when we hear from the reporters there at practice. But is there anything else outside of that
that big
you
one.
Want to see?
Right. Actually, more important is Michael Dieter. We need him back at center. He's been out on IR for 8 games, and it looks like he was back at practice last week, said he wasn't ready. You missed 2 months, that's going to happen. So hopefully he'll be back and be able to play and be able to shotgun snap it in a good area for the quarterback. And then, as I was told, Will Fuller and Devontae Parker worked out Monday and Tuesday. So it's the old see how they feel today.
I will see more today. Brandon Jones, Adam Shaheen, Trill Williams, more information on them as well today when the official injury report comes out. The injury report each week always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
I got to tell you, compared to a lot of teams, they're really healthy, and they got a bye week coming up here in a week, which I know everybody looks forward to, and a lot of players kind of felt like when you're looking at what's the perfect time for that bye week. Nobody wants it too late in the season here. Right. Like a bye week and then a couple of games left in the season is not ideal. But, hey, listen, great. And you take them and you enjoy a couple of days off. And hopefully your body, that's why you're playing that extra game and to get it. But we've been pretty healthy. Even the guys have been banged up. Like Brandon Jones probably going to come back. That's a pretty good situation to be in. By the way, I want to thank Jason Taylor for being with us. He got even with me.
He did. It helped us butcher the format.
Yeah, no, we just totally destroyed the format today. And he can have a laugh. We'll begin a call from the boss here. How did you guys get so far behind? Eh, you know, Jason, I just blame.
99 not on time.
Yeah, 99 not on time, but good stuff. I love it when he's breaking down and talking about the aggressive defense. I do agree with him, man. Things changed when I'm guessing Coach Flores got together with Coach Boyer and they said, we got to go back to – being super aggressive, lining up 8 guys on the line of scrimmage and saying, we dare you to throw the ball. Now, we didn't get there once, and you saw what happened. We didn't get there. You're kind of forgetting that game because they didn't score very many points. But they set up a touchdown because our guys are scoring. Well, they're going to get there. We're bringing everybody. And Cam had time to throw it over the top for one of his few completions that he had.
Like a 64
yeah.
yards.
Right? Listen, we got Pete Prisco going to join us from CBS Sports. We got to talk to him. We got a lot of stuff to talk to him about around the National Football League. Anybody drinking that New England and Tampa Bay Kool-Aid Super Bowl? Could it happen? We'll have Pete Prisco join us coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, these are the best overall products we've ever had, and we're pumped up. We really are. We want everybody that's looking around for something new, for buy or lease. Boy, you're going to be blown away with 2021 and the new theme of your South Florida Chevy dealers. More space for you and your family, starting with those big, beautiful, new-look Tahoe and Suburbans. And not just that, but more space. We just decided to give the big guys even more space so you and the whole family can have plenty of room during these gorgeous weather we have right now to run over to Orlando, down to the Keys. Doesn't matter, over to the West Coast. Boy, I'll tell you what, you are going to be comfortable. I'm talking about everybody being comfortable. Same with the new 2021 Traverse. It's a midsize SUV, but it doesn't feel midsize. It's got plenty of space in the front seat and the back seat for you and the whole family. Hey, and then our smaller SUVs, that new Equinox SUV and that new Trailblazer. That Trailblazer is as good a looking vehicle, SUV, as they have right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Really, these are the best overall products we've ever had. And I haven't even mentioned all those durable, strong, beautiful Silverado trucks to fit your lifestyle. We got them for you. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. We want to get you over. If you're starting to look around and you haven't been to your Chevy dealership for a while, we got convenient locations everywhere, man. Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today with the best overall products.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the history of Chevrolet.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and talk to our buddy Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com, analyst for CBS Sports HQ as well. Good morning, Pete. How are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, Pete. Actually winning four games in a row after losing seven, man. I'm just curious, before we get into it, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. What are your thoughts about how all of a sudden the Dolphins are playing better? I'm just curious your take.
Well, I love what they're doing on defense. I think their creativity on defense is outstanding, and what they did to Carolina last week was criminal. They couldn't block them. They had all kinds of looks. They had all kinds of stunts. Carolina never adjusted to any of them. Jalen Phillips is growing up as a pass rusher, and I think that's big for them. He can rush from the inside. He can rush from the outside. And you know, the defensive game plan they had at Baltimore a couple weeks ago was fantastic. And so I give a lot of the credit to the defensive side of the ball and what they're doing over there. But more than that, Joe, I think Tua's growing up a little bit. And, you know, we talked in the summer. Right. It's a prove-it year for him. And there were doubts about him, and I had my doubts about him. But the more and more I'm watching him, the more and more comfortable he's becoming as a quarterback. And I think combine that with the defense, and that's why they're winning football games.
You know the crazy thing? Pete, I don't know. I just caught this the other day. It's the first time he's done it. I don't know if people are going to make a big deal about it or not. His guys jumped offside, his left side. Austin Jackson jumped offside. He was mad. He slammed the ball down and let the guy have it. And I was like, good for you, man. Good for you. Like, hey, guys, we can't do that. And usually that hasn't been him. But you can tell it's starting to become his offense, and he knows he's the guy. There's no Deshaun Watson or any of that stuff. And he just seems like he's getting a lot more confident in things that he's doing and comfortable to tell guys, hey, man, that's not acceptable. I liked it.
That's the kind of thing you got to see in him. I got ripped by guys because I said, where's the fire in the belly during the draft process? Well, that's fire in the belly, and you need that. If you're going to play that quarterback position, guys want you to have that. And And I think he's growing up. I think he's becoming a much better quarterback. Now, the verdict's still out on him in terms of the long term. But as of right now, it's leaning in the direction that he's starting to make them think and say, hey, wait a second, maybe we have our guy here.
Right. Pete, what about Jalen Waddle for the Dolphin offense, too? The kid looks like the real deal, or at least it seems it. I know there's a lot of talk before the draft or even after the draft about Pitts and Waddle and Chase and all these guys. Is Waddle really that guy? What do you think so far? He's on pace for 100 catches and over 1,000 yards for the season. I know they target him a ton, but what do you think about when you watch him?
Love him. Love him. And I think they need to get him down the field more even. I mean, look, he's got the game-breaking speed, the ability to stretch the field, but I think now's the time to start getting those shots down the field. I know he's been good catching a lot of passes in the intermediate area, but he has the speed to scare people. And now start doing that. Get him down the field more. And I think you're going to start seeing that more and more. And that was a criticism of Tua. Let it go. Let it go down the field. And I think those two, as they get more used to playing in the NFL, particularly Waddle, I think you're going to see more deep shots down the field.
So I got to ask you about the other thing that's somewhat connected to the NFL, and that is the money and the deals that we are seeing these coaches get. Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly leaving, and we're talking about 9- and 10-year contracts for and by the way, most of these guys now, the money and the years, it makes this college football job look like it's a hell of a lot better than the NFL jobs, except for unless you hate recruiting. What's your take on what we've seen here with these guys jumping and potentially more to come?
It's interesting because, Cliff Kingsbury's in a great negotiating situation right now. There's talk of him going to Oklahoma. Well, he has 1 year left on his deal, and this guy was probably going to get fired if they didn't win this year. Now he can go back to the Cardinals and say, hey, wait a second. I'm either going to go take the $10 million, $9 million a year, whatever Oklahoma's going to pay me, or you're going to pay me that. And I think it's good for the NFL coaches. I mean, it really is. Their salary is going to go up. A lot of those guys have been underpaid for a long time. I mean, when you see defensive coordinators in college football making $4 million a year, you know that the NFL coaches are underpaid. So I think it's going to help them. It's going to raise the salaries up. It's going to give them leverage. And, there's a lot of people out there right now, Joe, oh, my God, how dare they leave and go take that money? And every person that complains and moans and bitches about it would be the exact same person taking the money and leaving. I mean, that's just common sense. Of course Brian Kelly's going to go take that deal. Of course he's going to go take the deal, Lincoln Riley and USC, with that kind of money in that kind of situation. I mean, everybody rips people for trying to better themselves nowadays. I don't get it.
Yeah, money and security, man, when you start talking about that. It is just weird. I said this yesterday morning, that we are seeing college football coaches with much better contracts, longer contracts, more money than most, not all, than most of the NFL coaches. We got coaches making $4 and $5 million, probably most of them, especially the newer guys. And I'm not talking about the Belichicks of the world, but my God, something's wrong when these college football coaches are getting paid a lot more than the NFL coaches. Am I right or wrong on that?
No, you're right. You're exactly right. Why are these college coaches, college programs giving out 10-year deals? I mean, if you want to pay them $10 million a year, I get it. Pay them $10 million a year, but make it 5 years. Why would you give out a 10-year deal? Then no matter what happens, you're bound to him for 10 years, and then the buyout will be outrageous. So that part of it I don't understand. I wouldn't give anybody a 10-year deal. I'll be honest with you. I'm not – no way. I mean, what if Brian Kelly is okay, for example, the Ed Orgeron, 2 years ago, they would say, hey, Ed, you just won a national championship. We'll give you a 10-year deal for $8 million a year. They'd be bound to that now. They'd have to pay him a buyout, and that would be just stupidity. So I think when you look at these deals, the length of them is what's concerning, but I do think that the NFL contracts are going to be going up. I don't think you're going to be seeing 10-year deals, though, in the NFL.
Were you surprised Urban Meyer came out yesterday? We did not talk about this morning. Not interested in leaving the NFL. Do you think he might take that Notre Dame job?
Well, it's always been linked to him being his dream job. So and he worked on that staff a long, long time ago. So to say never, I don't know. But I think there's going to be other guys in that mix. Luke Fickell and Freeman, those guys are all going to be in the mix. And so I don't think Urban Meyer's going to get the job. Some people have said, the little incident in Cincinnati where he had the dance, as he termed it, I think, that might hurt him in the eyes of Notre Dame. So I think he's back. I think, I'll be honest with you, people in Jacksonville, they'd be thrilled if he left. I mean, get off the hook for that deal. That guy, I mean, look, he's a disaster so far. Last week he was asked, Hey, Urban, what do you do to what do you need to do to mesh your offensive style to Trevor Lawrence? And he thought there for a second. He looked at him. He goes, "Good question. I don't know." Now, should a head coach ever answer, "I don't know"?
No, never.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Pete, I got it. Well, now that we're talking about the coaching and the salary, do you think there's going to be a time in the next couple of years where we see all 32 coaches in the NFL all making an upwards of maybe $8 or $10 million? Like all of them?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. And that, now, there might be a cheap organization that says, hey, we're going to go in the cheap. We're going to give you the opportunity to be a first-time head coach, but you're not getting that money. You want to take the job, and somebody will say, okay, I'll take it. That might happen, but the guys who are established and can have leverage and negotiation, I think they're going to get those kind of deals. Absolutely. I think the money's going up. And that's, look, it's a good thing for the coaches, but they ought to thank those agents, those college agents, because they're making it happen.
Once again, we find ourselves with a shortage of quarterbacks in NFL. I just was looking yesterday, Pete, there might be eight teams right now with the front office and the coaches get together for a meeting here in late November, early December, saying we don't have the right guy. We don't have – what are all those teams going to do for next year? There's not that many guys coming out in college, and there's sure in the hell not that many guys that are going to change teams that are good players. So, once again, is this shortage of quarterbacks always going to be around, or does it just seem like it's more now than ever?
No, Joe, I think if you go back and look, even when you played, there was a severe shortage of quarterbacks. I mean, there's the haves and the have-nots. I mean, there are always teams that don't have quarterbacks, and the problem is it's such a hard position to play and a hard position to fill that they're always going to be looking. And sometimes even when you have them, seemingly have them, you're always looking around the corner for the next one. And I mean, look at the Rams. They had Jared Goff. They took him to the Super Bowl. Didn't like him. We're going to make a deal. We go get Matt Stafford. Guy sort of picked six in three straight games. You know, sometimes be careful. And look at his record against winning teams. It's not very good. Now, he played for the Lions for a long time, so that matters. But, I mean, you got to be careful what you wish for. And I do think that the way the game has changed has helped eliminate some of that lack of quarterbacks. I mean, for example, 20 years ago, Lamar Jackson wouldn't have gotten the chance to play quarterback.
That's true.
And now he's filled the quarterback position at Baltimore. Now, he's not throwing the ball very well. He hasn't passed the football very well two of the last three games, and so that's a concern, but he's filled that job. So I think, for example, there's a guy, Malik Willis at Liberty. He moves, he throws, he's got a big arm. He's raw, but somebody can take him, make him a second-round pick and try and groom him to be a quarterback, and I think maybe that's how you fill those jobs. But you're right. It's always been a quarterback shortage.
Pete, Tampa Bay, New England, Super Bowl, can we see that, the way that New England's playing right now?
We'll know Monday. I mean, look, Mac Jones has done some really good things. He's accurate. He's smart. He knows where to go with the football. But his number, if you watch that tape from last week, he wasn't nearly as good as his numbers would indicate. They make it easy on him. They scheme it up. He doesn't drive the ball down the field. The running game has got, him in a position where he can make those short, quick throws. But eventually you got to hit those shots down the field. So we'll know Monday whether New England is legitimate. If they win on Monday, then I'll sit here and say, you know what? It's New England and Kansas City, because Kansas City's getting it right as well. Nobody wants to play them.
I'll say one thing. That defense is New England looking New England-like with all those takeaways, though, Pete. That defense, and somehow we all get one of their players, we pay them too much money, then we get rid of them, and they all go back and play together, and they're pretty damn good.
You know what that is, Joe? I always joked around. There's a car wash outside their facility. And it washes the stink off every player who comes through there. Whether you're a bad guy, have issues off the field, aren't a smart player, don't play hard all the time. Once you go through the car wash outside New England's practice facility, the stink is gone and suddenly you're a different player. I mean, and that's a testament to Bill Belichick. It really is. I mean, that's coaching. People are fearful of it's like the old days when you played for Shula. You were fearful of making a mistake. You were fearful of not being on time. You were fearful. You were scared. It's the same up there. And, a lot of guys, try and be pals with their players. Being pals with your players doesn't work, I don't think. I never thought it worked. I think you have to have a respect and admiration and a fear factor with your coach, and I think that's what happens with Belichick. Guys play harder. They play better. They play smarter for him.
Hey, Pete, before we go, I got to ask you, because I know you're a little old school too. How about these fathers coming out ripping? I'm not a huge Baker Mayfield fan, but these fathers coming out taking shots. when their sons are playing for the friggin' team, running back and a wide receiver, about the quarterback. I think it's the most ridiculous thing that these guys try and tell, oh, they have a right to do what they want. As parents, they can say what they want. No, they shouldn't be doing it. What do you think?
I got a couple thoughts on that, and I'll start with when I was in high school. We were playing football, and for some reason, this kid's father always used to be sit there. He was a truck driver when he was in town. Big truck driver, by the way. When he was in town, he'd sit on a chair and watch practice. And one day during practice, the father didn't think his kid was playing hard enough. He runs out into the middle of the practice field, gets down in a stance across from his kid, and starts throwing blows at his helmet. And I had big coaches on my staff then. They jumped in. They had to wrestle this guy, and he was fighting all of them. And finally, they called the cops and pulled him away. And I sat in there, and the next play, and I go, look out, here comes my dad. And we all were dying. Yeah, and then for that one, and then Tebow's father was on the practice field at Florida every single day. And so I used to mock that when I used to do my drive time show in Jacksonville. And he called me. He goes, don't you want me involved in my son? Yes, be involved. Just stay the hell off the practice field. Let him become a grown man. So those are two father stories. I'm with you, Joe. Stay the hell out of your kid's life. I mean, the kid is growing up. He's a man. You're playing in the National Football League. You're a grown man. Let it be. Leave them alone. Stay the hell out of their lives. And don't put them in bad situations.
Pete. It's always great having you there, Mr. Old School. I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right, Pete Prisco joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Well, I'll tell you what. I might have had too much Edge energy drink today because I came in a little buzzed here with this unbelievable taste. I'm telling everybody out there, if you like energy drinks, and you do, and of course, anybody in radio, we need energy drinks. This Edge energy drink is fantastic. This new cream soda citrus combo taste, it's zero aftertaste with it. It is so good. Whether you just need a little pick-me-up during the day because you stay up late and watch games at night, or you're getting ready to work out and just need a little something to get you through a workout, or something with a little vodka, maybe a little rum on the rocks, you throw in a little Edge energy drink, you got yourself something special. You got to try it. I guarantee you love the taste of it. Now, I got to be careful. I don't want you to run to Publix. No, you got to go to liquorsplit.com to get it. That's right. And you're going, wait a second. How do I get it? Well, it's a delivery. Guaranteed delivery in 30 minutes or less from liquorsplit.com. That's what they do. Wholesale prices and a wide selection of your favorite drinks delivered right to your door. It's the VIP treatment from liquorsplit.com. They do it quick. They get exactly what you want. And there you have it, man. A delicious Edge energy drink to get yourself all iced up and ready to go. Go to liquorsplit.com, put in the code CHEERS15, and get a 15% discount. Tell them Joe Rose sent you. Yeah, you're going to like that. Oh, it's so good, man. I'm telling you right now, purchase Edge energy exclusively from LiquorSplit for the fastest and affordable delivery service in the game. Get the edge over the competition. Get the best tasting energy drink, Edge, at liquorsplit.com. That's liquorsplit.com.
The Miami Hurricanes finished the regular season 7-5, winning 5 of their last 6 games.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.